The Democratic Alliance notes the extempore judgment handed down by the Western Cape High Court regarding our case to overrule the closure of the Garden Route beaches, as well as challenging the irrationality of the time restrictions on beaches. While we are disappointed by the ruling in favour of the beach closures, we welcome the amended hours of beach operation, which have managed to get changed from 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. The DA is still deeply concerned that the blanket closure of the Garden Route beaches over the festive season will have far-reaching and devastating consequences for local economies and for the many livelihoods which depend on seasonal tourism during this important time. While we obviously respect the judgment, we understand that this ruling remains a devastating blow to the thousands of small businesses along the Garden Route, which now are at serious risk of collapse or having to let key staff members go. This problem is not going to go away once South Africa emerges from the coronavirus pandemic, and we cannot ignore the terrible risk to livelihoods which many of the lockdown restrictions present and are the reasons behind many of the legal challenges that we have initiated, including this one. The DA is going to continue to act in both the interests of the lives and livelihoods of South Africans during the coronavirus pandemic to ensure that we keep citizens safe and that we also, importantly, have an economy left once the dust has settled. South Africa's coronavirus response must always take into account that delicate balance between lives and livelihoods. Poverty and unemployment are the biggest killers in South Africa. They underlie many of the societal as well as health problems that we face in our country. Our country cannot endure any regulations which harm the economy and cut citizens off directly from their means to make a living in a safe and secure manner. Regulations imposed to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus must be within reason and backed up by scientific and medical advice. Anything less is a reckless assault on the livelihoods of millions of South Africans in an economy which was already in difficulty before coronavirus and is now on its knees as a result of government's lockdown. The DA will continue to ensure that this balance is preserved and protected and that national government does not take flagrant liberties to dominate and command the lives of free individuals in a democratic society. We accept combating a virus like the coronavirus is not an exact science. But decisions to close off beaches and shut off people's access to economic well-being, we believe, are going to leave deep scars in the South African economy. And many businesses that close over this period may not reopen in the new year, adding even further people to the unemployment queue and less revenue for government, and less ability of residents, citizens, to be able to meet the economic requirements that they need to sustain themselves and to sustain their families.